literally start immediately. A wee mullet. I can start immediately. A wee mullet. How you like that, dude? A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
And then I popped on. Carlin came on. Listen to his. He's got a new one against the Japanese. He's on the third one of that.
He's still going
which
hard.
I feel a little uneasy listening to anymore.
Really?
No. But it was funny just, they were talking about, he was talking about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And how, like, historically, it's, like, one of the dumbest fucking decisions ever. Like, military planners today are like, why would they do that?
Well.
I mean, obviously, hindsight's, you know, two nukes. But still, it's funny to just.
Double F. Could have been a double F.
No, how would it be a false flag?
Because they're like, we just want to go attack the Japanese.
So we hired the Japanese to attack us?
I don't know.
No,
you the think false someone faked it? It could have been actors. It could have been actors.
You think there was the Japanese Navy was in on it?
They're like, hey, it was we'll two help planes, you guys out. Right?
In Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Did you, what?
It was two planes that crashed in Pearl Harbor, just one. You could easily fake a Pearl Harbor.
Do you think Pearl Harbor was 9/11?
I'm saying if you're I'm just throwing it out there. If you're saying that it was didn't make any sense.
No, but it was more than two planes.
How many was it?
Probably like 100.
100 planes attacked Pearl Harbor?
It was the aircraft carriers.
I thought it was just like two little prop planes crashed and everyone was like, what the fuck?
Oh, really? You thought it was like two shitty planes? And we were like, oh, we're going to war, dude.
I thought it was like two propeller planes came in.
Did you really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
No, it was, I mean, it was a huge operation.
Yeah, they're big planes.
They brought their Navy.
Damn.
Yeah, it was war.
The Navy pulled up and then the planes.
It was it was aircraft carriers. Yeah.
The big ones.
Yeah, they brought the boys out.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So they, like, totally devastated it.
Yeah, if it was two planes, it would have gone almost unnoticed.
That's what I was saying. I was like, you wouldn't even know. It would be like, that could be anyone flying a shitty plane into, like. So it was the boys pulled off.
They really went for it.
Okay.
Which is, it's documented.
Gotcha.
So now the false flag comes in where did we know they were going to do it?
And that's be like,
all right, go ahead. Because there is some weird shit about us taking some ships out of that harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Some, like, good ships.
That could have
just happened to not be docked that day.
That could have held them off.
That not would have held them off, but would have been shitty to lose for us. You know?
I got you.
So we like kind of kept some old shitty ships for them to blow up.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, you got us. Well,
yeah, it's also weird. Yeah, like back then, people didn't just like overseas like stealth fly over. There was like a mass of ships coming for probably several days, and I'd imagine the U.S. military was scoping the waterways and being like, yo, bro, the Japanese Navy's on the way. You're like, say what?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there was like radio stuff where they would be like, oh, fuck, something's happening.
Yeah.
Where are they going to hit? Oh, the closest island to them? They thought it was going to be around there.
Right.
Which I think they did get hit, too, like Guam and shit like that. But
who knows?
Regardless, I thought it was funny to, like, I've never heard historians talk about how fucking stupid that was. Like, because I don't know, for some reason you think of it as like an even matchup, the U.S. and Japan in World War II, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was like.
Yeah, well, that's
it. It was literally just sucker punching the biggest guy in the room.
It was
and then being was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, he's still up. And they're like, why did you think you were going to knock him out?
Yeah, that makes sense. It is tight to roll up with your Navy and be like, what's up, guys?
Yeah, fuck you guys gonna do, dude?
It's like, dude, don't you know we have, like, space bombs and shit, dude?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys doing? Get out of here.
Fuck you up for this.
I mean, they did.
Yeah.
That was pretty minimal, too. They killed, a couple hundred people?
Yeah, I mean, it was probably, like, less than 2,000. I think. No, it was, yeah.
So they
probably
around that. They about 9/11.
They hit us with a good 9/11.
All right, so he gives a classic 9/1.
First pitch, though. That's the good first punch was a 9/11, and then sit back.
Like,
they were winning up front the first like, year or
that
two.
First that year that
they
war?
Were fucking us up, yeah.
Yes, we were just loading these huge bombs and being like, whatever you guys think you're doing.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's about to become a humongous.
They were attacking us with, like, swords and whistles and just charging. And it was like, all right, well, we're going to just have Jewish dude build a nuke. I listened to Carlin's Hardcore History on Japan.
Scorching.
You might get you going, dude.
What'd they do?
You ought to get you going.
What'd they do?
Yeah, it was just fucking snuck attack, dude. Very dishonorable.
That is pretty dishonorable.
That was something they debated, it wasn't honorable.
Who debated? Oh, the Japanese. When they're planning the
When the admiral he fucking proposed Pearl Harbor, and they were like, "This isn't honorable." It's not how Japanese warriors fight.
So how they did they kamikaze Pearl Harbor?
No, I don't think they were kamikazes.
Okay, so they just flew planes. Just, well, that was Japan's
It was a sneak attack. The war was there was no war. They just attacked us. Not necessarily unprovoked.
Well, the funny part is how like Japan was just like a pure. They were isolationists, right?
Not at that point.
I thought we came up. Yeah, we came up to them basically. They were isolationists, and we came up and we're like, open your fucking ports and docks.
That's like 17th century.
So that's way back when.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
The Dutch and.
The Dutch were another people, dude, who were motherfuckers. The Dutch
in Europe were pretty isolated.
Yeah. But
they had India.
Mm-hmm.
The Dutch East
Trading Company,
Indies,
yeah.
They fucking. Yeah, they were wild.
Yeah, they're down in Africa, too.
Trade. Yeah, all trade, yeah.
But dude, apparently America discovered Japan, or they went to Japan like, yo, like no more whatever the fuck weird costume shit you guys have going on here. You're gonna open the ports and trade with us.
Yeah, and they were like we'll open one port. That's
and they just fucking got all of our technology, figured it out. Next thing you know, they just flew a plane. We're like, we're dropping bombs at you guys. Fuck you guys. You want to play?
Well, what happened was they were really fucking up China.
Okay.
They were destroying, raping.
They were
butt fucking China.
Literally.
And they were
damn.
Quite a few documented butt fucks.
What the fuck?
They were also, they were just taking other islands. And they were expanding. Like, their empire was huge. And we were supplying their oil.
What year was this, roughly?
This is the 30s.
So the 30s, it was massively accepted to go into another country and just literally fuck people into submission.
It wasn't accepted.
By the Japanese, though. It was like...
Oh, yeah. They didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, they were like completely on board with this.
They were like, why are you guys... their opinion was it was better that they were colonizing than white people.
So, we got to fuck these guys faster.
We're taking all of Asia. It's ours.
Okay.
But then the United States... Instead of intervening, because there were a ton of Westerners in China that were like, this is crazy what's going on here.
Yeah, we're getting raped hard.
There's a hard rape. There's a lot of rape.
So it was like these dudes were coming blurry genitals first.
Blurry genitals everywhere. Just going wild. And then what's funny is there's a bunch of Japanese historians that deny it, which is still an issue.
Japanese
textbooks don't really acknowledge the atrocities.
Makes sense. Well, there's so much shame, dude.
I mean, compare that to fucking our textbook.
Yeah.
Slavery?
I got the watered down version in my grade school.
Yeah, early on, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Even high school, they didn't really hit me with a lot.
I remember it definitely
didn't really pay attention.
Yeah, our history definitely filtered in. Slavery was that every fucking year.
My history teacher cut a deal with me. He told me if I just stopped disrupting the class, he would give me a B. And I was like,
what? Incredible.
It's wicked.
Yeah, dude. You terrorized that motherfucker.
I actually liked him a lot.
Into appeasement.
Giving me guitar lessons. And we smoked weed together. It was pretty sick.
Damn, this guy's
when
man.
I was a sophomore, we would smoke weed and he would give me guitar lessons. And that's when he cut the deal. He's like, bro, you have to stop fucking shouting shit out in class. The whole class goes into disarray.
That's sick.
It's couldn't help it, bro.
Yeah, you're Kim Jong-un, dude.
They fired his ass. Yeah, well, I was Kim Jong-un.
I have nukes. He doesn't have nukes, but what are we going to do? We're going to appease him. But
these guys deny it.
So Japan was butt-fucking China hard.
Damn.
And people were, kind of calling for intervention, but no one wanted to, have an all-out war. So the United States was like, we're going to cut your fucking oil off, because we were their oil.
We were fuel in the butt-fucking.
Yeah.
We were the lube.
Yeah, and I think we gave them, a year.
Stop butt-fucking.
Stop butt-fucking. And if you don't stop butt fucking this year, we're done.
So I'm just imagining all my little Roman computer legions running in and fucking butt fucking.
Yeah, the Romans were. Yeah.
So we were no, what? We sanctioned them.
We were we're gonna cut your oil off in a year.
Damn.
And if we did that, they were fucked. Nothing would work if they did that.
For sure.
So that's why they attacked Pearl Harbor.
That's not a way to hold on to your oil supply.
Yeah, but then there's oil supplies around that's held by European countries.
Oh.
In the Pacific.
So they tried to backdoor us?
They attacked us and then started taking up as much resources as they could. And they had China. That was a ton of resources.
True, yeah. Fuck. Those bastards.
They fucking snuck attack, dude.
Well, that was full Game of Thrones back then.
Yeah. Especially then. Especially in the 40s. It was go time.
There might have been 2% of Americans who are we shouldn't fucking bomb. We shouldn't do this.
Well,
I mean, when they dropped the atom bomb, I'm sure people were not too totally stoked.
I'm sure everyone was fucking stoked.
What percentage of people were against that, you know?
I bet it was incredibly low, especially that was the end of the war.
True. I mean, that was probably
done.
I mean, that was like getting the Twin Towers hit. There was probably people who were like so stoked on nuclear.
And the atrocities they were committing.
Yeah.
To people that everyone knew.
True.
Like everyone knew people that were over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, fucking get rid of these motherfuckers.
They hit them with a fucking nuke.
Hit them with a nuke. And we're like, yo, chill. And they were like, all right, we surrender. And then we hit them with another one. And we're like, you better fucking stop. Make VCRs.
Well, the other one was like, sorry, we got to test this other one out.
Well, I've said it before. The other one was like at Russia. He was like, you guys better fucking chill, too.
Damn.
We got a bunch of these, dude. We looked at them in the eyes. And we're like, you see what we're doing to these dudes? Better calm down.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's... The Cold War was just a continuation of that.
Of being like, yeah, we'll fucking do nukes. Yeah. You want to do nukes?
We were allies, but then as soon as everybody got defeated and there were two empires there, it was just like, all right, well, we got to fight you now.
Yeah.
But
hopefully they don't.
Then Pearl Harbor was... There's some stories at the end of this thing that'll get your fucking dick hard for America.
I bet, dude.
There was like... It was early enough that on the one battleship, the Nevada, they were still raising the flag. They were raising the American flag and the band... was still playing the national anthem, and when the Japanese planes started firing on them, they kept playing the national anthem. They finished the anthem.
Fucking, I always hear shit like that. I'm like, you fucking idiots. I had to get right out of there. I know, of course.
But dude, that's America.
That's crazy, man. Dude, how about the fucking thing we watch in theaters? The World War One documentary.
Yeah, let's get into that in a second. There's still one more sick-ass thing. At the end of it is a Churchill quote about how when Pearl Harbor happened, he like was like, yes. He's like, as soon as Pearl Harbor happened and I knew the United States was in the war with us, he's like, it was over.
Yeah.
He's like, Hitler's, and it's Carlin's voice, so he's like, Hitler's fate was sealed, Mussolini's fate sealed, and Japan would be ground into a fine powder.
Damn, dude.
And then that fucking drum comes in, and it's like, whoo!
Holy fuck, that's
dude,
the
U.S. is the shit.
It is a
They were like, there's a bunch of the Japanese studied in America, too. Mm-hmm. They went to, like, Harvard.
Did they really?
Pretty much like now. Yeah.
For sure, yeah. Back then, they were studying. Damn. Oh, that's when they got put in, like, internment camps and shit.
Yeah, we can talk that.
Yeah.
But they were like, if we go to war with the United States, you have no idea the industrial power of what we're up against. Like, I've seen the oil fields in Texas.
Yeah.
And the fields in the Midwest. Like, if we go to war with them, we can't compete.
Oh, they were going back to Japan. Like, guys. Yeah.
Do not fuck
chill
with this.
The fuck
Don't
out.
Don't fuck with this thing. That's a sleeping giant, dude. If that thing wakes up, we are in trouble.
Fuck, man. That's wild.
But yeah, the Japanese internment camps. It also ties into that article.
Mm-hmm.
This article The Atlantic ran about the kids at the Lincoln Memorial with that Native American.
Sure.
He was like, don't be mad at this. Be mad at, like, American real atrocities. And then listed Japanese internment camps as one of them.
Yeah.
I was just like, dude, that was... I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm definitely not advocating for anybody in an internment camp.
Yeah.
But in World War II, 1940s, like, that's kind of fair game.
Well, I mean, okay.
Is this a hot cast,
it's
or are you and
cast.
Me just talking back and forth
no,
to
it's
each
a hot
other?
Cast,
they
dude.
Were just catching up.
That's what a podcast is. It's hot. It's my God.
We were just talking current events, because...
Yeah, we were. Trying to dig up some shit.
We were just talking about how North Korea is wilding out.
Yep. Ooh.
What?
Dude, apparently Amelia Earhart may have been captured by the Japanese.
Damn, that's pretty sick.
That's a sick theory.
If the Japanese fucking took her head off? Oh.
Dude, what the fuck do you think they did with her?
Don't know.
The girl come from the sky.
A very good apart.
She was a stud.
Amelia Earhart's a stud. Dude. She was a big time stud. She had
fucking
that scarf.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
She's fucking tying people
looking
up.
Looking like the Red Baron pizza man,
yep,
dude.
She's eating people's pussies, dude. She was a fucking biplane, dude.
She crashed down in Japan. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
So, what are they saying about Japan? What is that?
I don't know. They said a new photo may prove that Japan captured Amelia Earhart.
What year was Amelia Earhart? Was that like the 20s?
1937.
Oh, 37?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. So she was almost World War II, dude.
Yeah, she was probably the first shot.
Yeah, the Japs were
probably they probably
like,
thought Amelia was a bomb.
Oh,
all the raining women down on us.
Oh, very pretty white lady. Come on, come on.
Just murdered 10,000 of their citizens.
Dude, we gave the Japanese what for in World War
II,
dude. We gave them a hard what for.
Dude, that's what they got.
They got fucking
that flag,
dealt with, dude.
That flag will pump you up, though.
The Japanese flag?
That, like, setting sun-looking flag with the rays out? I'd be pumped up for that.
Yeah, that's a sick
Plus,
one.
They were, like...
Empire of the
they
Sun,
They fell
dude.
Hard. Yeah, exactly.
That's
they,
their fu-
they, Yeah, dude, we fucked Japan up.
Yeah, Japan got fucking butt fucked. You know what also is annoying to me?
What?
You hear a lot of people with history that are like, the U.S. was, like, super hard on Japan. Like, we shouldn't have dropped the nuke.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, yeah, they fucking had that one coming.
The nuke?
The fucking Japanese
deserved, I don't know anything about it.
They deserved to get nuked twice.
What were they doing?
The Japanese in World War II?
I know they're being bad.
They're bad boys.
So they got the fucking...
They got the fucking elbow. They got the stinky leg drop, dude. They got the hardest fucking top rope fucking frog splash, dude. Twice.
That's definitely like a group of 14-year-old kids talking shit. And someone's like, you won't do it. And one dude just throws a punch. And everyone's like, yo, fuck.
Well, no. I mean, obviously Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
They fucking threw the fucking first sucker punch.
That could have been a false flag operation.
There was a lot of gay rumors about false flag, but whatever, whatever. Yeah, we were like, all right, please hit us. That was the U.S. being like, go ahead, dude.
Yeah.
Do something.
I wonder, too, if people wanted to use one of those things, and they were like, all right, fuck
it. Well, that's the...
Chop it on them.
That's another thing, is the first one...
Yeah.
I believe Hiroshima was... Because Nagasaki as well, we dropped two.
Yeah, yeah.
And the first one was for Japan, and the second one was for Russia.
But we
the second one was like, we looked at Russia while we dropped it, and we were like, dude, this could be you if you don't fucking chill out.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. You know in John Wick when he shoots that guy in the head while he's looking at it? Never mind. You won't get that
right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Somebody will get it. You know when he's in the party? When he fucking attacks the guy's son, and his son is getting out of the hot tub, that was Russia, and we were holding Japan down, and we looked Russia in the eyes and fucking God executed damn. Him, dude.
Fuck.
But it also, the only thing that was impressive about it was that it was one bomb. Because we inflicted that much damage and much more casualties in places like Dresden and Tokyo.
Okay.
Before that.
True. So what were they doing so bad, just for people who don't know?
What Japan was doing in World War II? Well, just for people pre-World who don't War know. II, so around when that fucking stud Earhart went down.
Yeah.
They raped Nanking.
Who's Nanking?
It was China. They fucking went into China.
And just butt-fucked them?
It was such a catastrophe that it's actually historically known as the Rape of Nanking.
Holy fuck.
It's documented as the Rape of.
So they went through, so they got decked out in raiding gear and went into
and
fucking
went in there like, what? Hey?
And just raped everyone?
Dude, it was all Japanese men too, just fucking, yeah, all their pussies were blurred out. They're fucked up.
Their dude. Tentacles are coming out
yeah,
and raping
dude,
shits.
They did wild shit. They did the fucking Bataan Death March. Dude, they did crazy shit. Like, they're, beyond crazy.
Jesus Christ.
So they believed their emperor was a god.
Yeah, I know that about
and
Japan.
And they were willing to fight to the death. Like, so when the U.S., after the atomic bombs, after the emperor got on the radio and was like, I surrender. a lot of the people would refuse to believe it.
The voice of God,
and they,
basically.
Yeah, and they killed themselves. They were jumping off cliffs. They were
hot to fucking stab themselves
Japan
in the belly.
Japan was wild, dude.
They do love killing themselves.
If anybody in World War II deserved to get hit with the fucking 1-2,
yeah,
Japan may have needed it. All right.
That knocked a lot of the bullshit out of them.
The Nazis definitely needed a good fucking pounding.
Okay.
But Japan needed a hard fucking, like...
Well, that goes back to the numbers of
everything.
Here's
reality.
That goes back to the numbers of everything.
What about that?
Well, how many people died in Japan? How many people do you think Japan killed of their own citizens?
Of their own citizens?
Yeah, or even China. See, combined in China.
China was worse.
China killed what?
In World War II, I believe China is number two in casualties. But back to the Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got everything. They
those
fucking
rascals.
They,
dude,
believe it or not.
So the bomb. How many people died in the bomb?
Not as many as you think. I think like 80,000.
Okay. At once.
Yeah, in one flash. One quick Polaroid, just fucking. Everyone's gone.
God damn, that's like the Goosebumps book, Say Cheese and Die.
I'll say cheese. That's what at least one person in Japan said. When the flash happened, he just turned and was like, oh, cheese.
Oh, my God.
No, dude, that's...
Damn.
Yeah, that was...
Again.
And again.
That's fucking hardcore history.
And again.
That's so funny.
But I watched, there's a documentary on HBO on the bombs, and it's like Black Rain, I think.
I saw some of that.
Really fucking good, but really fucked up.
Yeah, so like people like melting and shit.
Oh yeah, everybody melted and burned, and it, like, if you were at the epicenter of the bombs, it was okay.
Because
it was
dust.
Just fucking, you're evaporated.
Yeah, but then, that would say cheese and die.
Yeah, that would say cheese. You're fucking gone, dude. That's nice. That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
It's a flat. You know what's cool? Yeah. A lot of people don't notice. The bomb goes off about a mile up from the ground.
Really?
The atomic bomb doesn't
hit the ground.
Not a mile. I think a mile might be exaggerating. But no, it doesn't hit the ground. It's timed to detonate above ground. So it's in the air when it goes, and
that's
it flashes
why big mushroom cloud?
In the air. I don't know if they're correlated, those
that's
two.
That's fucking crazy. We gotta get one.
We gotta get an atomic bomb.
Some nukes, yeah.
You sound like North Korea right now. That's what he was saying, dude. Kim Jong-un was like, oh, very cool. I need one.
That's how everyone's gonna get rid of nukes. I've heard about them now. I'm like, damn, these things sound fucking sick.
It'd be super sweet if I had one.
It is hard to be. We should get rid of all of them. And it's like, all right, you get rid of them first. It's like,
exactly. That's what happened. That's what happened.
Well, as soon as if one person has them, they're in control of the whole world.
Exactly.
So it's like we did all that weird shit too, where we're like, all right, guys, we can't have these things anymore. Russia, come on, get rid of them. Like, what about you guys? And we're like, we'll get rid of them too, but fucking, come on.
Yeah, but first, don't even try to make one. And they're like, well, you guys have one, so get rid of yours, and we'll stop.
Like, no.
And it was like, we know you're not going to stop, dude. We knew they weren't going to stop.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have stopped. They're true. Fucking dickheads.
Oh, that's true.
But yeah, the fucking Japanese got what they had
God
coming,
damn, that's
dude.
A sick take on that. You never hear anyone say that.
Well, I mean, anybody that's ever studied history.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Knows that Japan in World War II was equal imperial-wise to Germany. They were just as imperial, like they were taking everything.
Well, you don't now it's like the history book's one page and it's like white people did a bunch of bad shit.
Yeah, now the history like, pages now it's like maybe we shouldn't have dropped the bomb, maybe that was too harsh. And it's like, dude, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
That was a fucking display of like, all right, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's kind of like you ever fight, like, it reminds me of, like, wrestling with my dog. It's like, he's biting me, I'm pushing back and forth, but eventually, yeah, you have to hit him with the fucking, like, chill the fuck out. Yeah, fucking just fucking hold his head down and be like, that's it, we're done, dude.
You're like, I'm fucking around with you.
Yeah. That's what we did to Japan. We're like, dude, we're fucking done. Stop it.
Dude, it's so funny, though, that they were, like, running around there looking like Power Rangers bad guys swinging swords.
They were. Oh, fuck.
Well, they were, like, they ruled Asia.
Yeah,
Japan, everyone hated Japan.
Well, they raped Nanking.
Jesus, dude.
They raped a city. They fucking, they had, territory-wise, I think the largest empire ever. I think.
That's so fucking weird.
Although the British Empire, pretty good.
So they were going in and just fucking busting out the boners, dude.
Oh,
they put the swords down and busted out the beast
stingers,
dude.
Full fucking boners and fucking, dude.
They ransacked the city boner first. And just
boner
came
first.
In,
they were like
crashing through walls like the Kool-Aid man with the dick out. Like, oh!
Like, a Chinese, not a good, very good people. We can very good rape them.
You just see a dick through your straw hut and you're like, oh! You're sitting on the floor eating soup and a dick pops through. And you're like,
what a horrible life.
All you see is the head. You're like, huh?
What a horrible fucking life.
Oh, dude, what was this, the 40s?
Can you imagine getting raped by a bunch of Japanese dudes?
No, I can't.
Oh,
dude.
Man. That sucks.
First of all, their bushes in the 40s are probably like not touched since puberty.
Full fucking sick ass pubes. Some Japanese soldier's pubes, dude. Oh, my God.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, dude. No,
and he, like, walked from Japan to rape you?
Yeah, he walked
all the way from Japan. He can fuck you for...
He hopped on a boat.
Yeah, he rode and then walked.
Yep.
And now he's fucking you in your straw hut. And then he's
gonna
light
you on
fire.
He came over there just to fuck you and then behead you. Dude, they did, like... I'm talking, like, babies on bayonets. Like, they did
Jesus,
some,
man.
They did
the
worst...
The fuck was their problem?
Well, it was actually similar to the Nazis... And Soviets, where it was like, these people aren't human.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, the government, your emperor, who's a god, is telling you... So, basically, Donald Trump, our god emperor.
Yeah. Our godhead.
If Donald Trump was like, Matt and Shane, these people aren't human.
Yeah.
We'd be like, sweet, we can kill them.
Can we rape them?
Rape
like,
them.
Yeah, sure.
He'd be like, you should rape them. Everybody says you should rape them. You should go rape them.
Great.
Yeah. But that's what they did. They got a little wild. And then they got fucking nuked. They got so wild that a nuke was like,
well,
a reasonable.
I would say raping an entire city.
Yeah.
You get nuked.
You get nuked.
That's the Eastern law of karma at display, really.
True.
That's one. That's the biggest dick of all coming down and just being like.
It's a hard dick. It's a flash in the sky. Next thing you know, you're melted.
You're a fucking skeleton, dude. Holding a cup of tea, just like.
That fucking all right, so I was watching this documentary,
yeah,
and I was a little more liberal about it at the time. I was at, like, when you watch the documentary, about the bombing
You show me some of it,
dude. It gets a little like, damn, I wish we didn't do that.
Yeah,
like, I mean, of course,
yeah,
you don't want to fucking do that,
of course,
you don't want that.
I hope not. Yeah.
But I was watching it, and there's a story in that about a house that was on fire, and this guy's brother was inside burning to death. And he had to hold back his own mother, who was trying to kill herself in the fire with her son, who was like, let me die with him. And I was sitting there like, I was a little hungover. I was like, holy fuck,
this is
fucking so fucking depressing.
Well, you think you're depressed, yeah.
And then my dad was in the kitchen, and he just walked by and was like, good. And I was like, fuck you, dad. He's like, you don't understand, dad. Like, you're a fucking idiot. And he was exactly right, dude. He was exactly right, dude. That was the most American fucking thing he could have said. He was like, yeah, fucking good.
How sick is that?
He just saw a fucking Asian person like, and the fire was a very great. And my dad just, good. And kept walking. I was like, God damn it.